All of the big banks have swiftly raised their variable mortgage rates, passing on in full the Reserve Bank's latest hike. It's the sixth straight interest rate rise, although this time it was smaller than expected, a quarter of a percentage point. And while some homeowners are spooked, economists believe most will be able to adjust, as Oliver Gordon reports.
Melbourne admin worker Emily Tucker has seen her loan repayments rise sharply since she bought her first home in February.
Probably around $150 a week, and I expect it to go up even more over the next few months.
She's now second-guessing her decision to take the plunge.
I don't know if I would have committed to a mortgage if I thought it was going to rise so much and be so unpredictable.
Soon she'll move out of her new place so she can rent it out while she lives with her partner.
It's a bit sad leaving my first home due to financial reasons, not because I made the call my own.
And she's had to make some big adjustments.
I don't buy things that I don't need. Like, I will keep dinners very simple. I'm not cooking something different every night. I'm just using up what I can where I can. I don't generally go out for dinner as much with friends. I'm not buying new clothes when everyone else is shopping the sales. I've unsubscribed from all the emails, so I'm not tempted.
The Reserve Bank decided to slow the breakneck pace of interest rate rises yesterday. Its sixth straight hike was 0.25 of a percentage point, lower than the 0.5 experts were predicting. Advisory Street economist Taleen Shamlian says while there are some struggling, most will be okay.
Most mortgagees are well ahead in their repayments, something like up to 2 years in advance, if not more. But that's not to say that individual circumstances aren't hard for people's ability to repay, and obviously balance that with a whole range of other expenses.
She says banks are more willing to accommodate people's challenging circumstances after the pandemic, and those on the brink should try to negotiate the terms of a loan before selling.
They are much more willing to listen to their customers' needs, particularly those who are facing hardships, whether it's around repayments, natural disasters, or others who are just finding it really challenging.
She's glad the Reserve Bank has chosen to raise rates more slowly than expected, but won't be surprised if they return to a more aggressive approach later in the year.
They're thinking about how household spending and wages are also moving. And so this sort of small change is an opportunity to just review the situation with the outlook for inflation and obviously for the labour market. But it's not to say that the board wouldn't be willing to move or increase rates moving forward.
That's not good news for Emily Tucker, whose first home dream hasn't turned out the way she pictured it.
I feel a little bit silly that I've come to this, you know, I've built this house, achieved a milestone in my life, and I can't afford it. It's not a good feeling at all.
Melbourne admin worker Emily Tucker ending Oliver Gordon's report.